And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he brings us a tale of doom and possible renewal with the arrival of a new Hollywood spectacular box office hit.
Hello, Peter, and welcome back.
Thanks very much, Linda.
We've got a good lineup of films to tide us over the Christmas season here, starting with Major Catastrophe.
Yes, I don't know whether that's exactly the Christmas one, but it's certainly an Advent one.
A new world.
Well, it's the longings for something to happen and the premonitions of disaster, yes.
Right, okay. Will you start off by telling us about 2012 then?
Well, I think it's the disaster film to end all disaster films for the time being until the director, Roland Emmerich, makes another one, because he destroys almost all the world this time. I don't know if you ever saw Independence Day. He bombed Washington, and then in Godzilla, he actually got rid of New York.
That's right.
So he's got a wider scope. Apparently, the Mayan calendar is said that the world will end in 2012 on the 21st of December.
This mass suicide adhered to the Mayan calendar, which predicts the end of time to occur on the 21st of December of this year. This year.
So he's taken that as his cue, and off he's gone. And really, the special effects are worth seeing alone. The story is a bit corny, as might be expected, and he could have done better with that, but you're gasping for the over 2.5 hours of it.
I must say, I was very struck by the images of the destruction of the Vatican and of the cupola coming down, and above all of the Sistine Chapel that cracks into just where God's hand joins with Adam.
Yes, he was very artistic with that particular, the crack occurring there. He's actually even more effective, though less reverent. There's a huge quake in a supermarket in Los Angeles, and fortunately, the crack goes down between the aisles and not under the goods. It makes for more spectacle, of course.
I think you enjoyed this film, from what I read.
Well, I think, yes. If you enjoy a disaster film, then this is probably one of the most effective.
I thought we'd have more time.
It's reminiscent of those old ones like The Poseidon Adventure and Towering Inferno, that somehow they gripped audiences and people enjoyed them, even though I'd imagine some people might be a bit wary. But I expect they're expecting more box office returns after the 21st of December 2012, so we can't take it all that seriously.
I used to be a huge fan of the airport films, and this sounds like a bit of a throwback to that as well.
It does indeed, yes. I think that Airport, in a sense, started the trend in 1970, and here we are almost 40 years later, not just destroying a plane, but most of the world.
And as in all these Hollywood box office hits, it's quite an impressive cast as well.
Yes, it's a stronger cast of actors than usual. Certainly Chiwetel Ejiofor as the scientist is very, very good indeed and holds the attention. And the human drama is with John Cusack. And Danny Glover is the president, so he brings a great deal of gravitas to that office.
You say something about a Noah as well, a new Noah who wants to save as many people as possible and start a new world.
He said that the government is building these ships. So when do we let the people know?
Our mission is to assure the continuity of our species.
Well, that's how they have solved the matter politically internationally, by secretly building these huge arcs in which selected people will be saved and be able to start the world again.
But it's nature, isn't it? It's not a punishment from God, and people deep down are really very nice.
We'll all stay together.
Actually, that struck me afterwards, that usually there's some kind of condemnation and people's misbehaviour, but no, this is nature, and so people are not to blame. They just have to cope and, if possible, start the world again.
Wasn't it also decided that people have the right to fight for their lives?
So it's really light entertainment, isn't it, Peter? Not too thought-provoking.
Not too thought-provoking, except if you tend to be wary of climate change and what it might do.
Oh, dear. Well, that makes it very topical, seeing we're going into Copenhagen in a few days. So, yes, good film to see right now, then.
Yes, it's a holiday kind of film.
Great, thank you very much.